Good morning. We're continuing with Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We're talking about the concern of Mimareach in using toothpaste. So a person squeezed the toothpaste out of the tube onto the tooth onto the toothbrush, and that's not Mimareach at that point in time, because squeezing it out, even though it comes out in a nice smooth fashion, that's not the process of smoothing it down on the surface. That's just as it comes out, and that's not a problem with Mimareach. However, when the person then takes the toothbrush and rubs the toothpaste onto the teeth, he is spreading out the toothpaste, and it goes onto the umbrella of the concern of Mimareach. There's something called the dental powder. Dental powder, you mix it together, and it creates into a paste. You might have a problem of losh, together with the concern of Mimareach, once you use it. Using a wet toothbrush without toothpaste, so we don't have a concern of Mimareach, because there's no toothpaste in there, you're not smoothing anything out. The concern, however, is of schita. True schita deraisa will not be schita. Over here, there's water which is being trapped between the fibers. And as you press down, the person presses down as they're approaching their teeth, they're releasing that water from being entrapped, which is akin to the process of schita, of extracting the liquid from the solid. So, Mirabanan, that's going to be a problem. If the bristles are set far apart, so the water is not trapped, so there would be no problem of schita involved in that situation. The person does not use toothpaste, and a person uses a toothbrush where the bristles are set far apart, and that would be okay. The problem is that it's not so common. Usually the bristles are fairly tight and water is trapped in between. There is a Kosher's Innovations type of a toothbrush which avoids that by making the bristles large and round and few and not so close to each other. But they put a caveat on the package that it doesn't feel like your regular toothbrushing, which is true. It does not feel like that. Using mouthwash is not a problem on Shabbos. Even a person wants to put the mouthwash in their mouth and then use this toothbrush, the dry toothbrush without any toothpaste, who wants to do that would be mutter. Now, there is an interesting question. If your person mixes mouthwash with water with the goal of sort of converting the water into like a extending the amount of mouthwash which is there, we saw that there's an issue of adding vinegar to water with the goal of making the water as part of the vinegar. There's an interesting idea that taking the water and converting it into mouthwash by adding it to the mouthwash and absorbing the flavor and the smell of the mouthwash, you're adding a dimension of function to the water which wasn't there before. That could go under the umbrella of the Isser of what's called Tikkun Kli. The clear here being the water which is being converted, etc. They're being moiled a reach, moiled a kaif into the water. So that's going to be a problem. Using a toothpick or a flosser or a dental floss. So dental floss obviously cannot be cut to size. The person would have to cut it before Shabbos. The single use flossers that doesn't have that problem. unless a person knows that they have a problem, that their body is going to bleed when they floss. There's no problem with flossing. You're not doing anything wrong with the process of flossing or using a toothpick. So if it does, even if it does happen to even though it might cause some bleeding, but since it's not a psik ratio, that's going to stop shenim miskaven, that's not going to be a problem. So we pretty much touched on all of the points we want to touch on in Mereach. There's obviously more to talk about, but with that, we've covered everything. And Besos Hashem, we'll go back to one more point in Mamachek, and then we will move on to further in this cloud. Have a good day.